Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, Throwback Thursday. Thursday, April the 23rd of 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. Excuse me. As always, we have another outstanding show set for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brother, today, my sister, we want to talk about behavior modification. Why you do what you do, and how to stop it. Behavior modification is one of the most profound things that I've ever understood. This one topic changed my life forever. No one could help me change my behavior. No prayer, no meditation, no reverend, no doctor, no bishop. Nothing could change my life until I understood the power of the subatomic consciousness or intention. Today, my brothers and sisters, we're talking about behavior modification. Specifically, we're talking about the metaphysics of behavior modification. So when I talk about the metaphysics of behavior modification, we're talking about the underlying string, the thing that underlines what you do and why you do it. What do you do and why do you do it? Everybody thinks that they just do things because they make a decision. No, the only reason that you do anything in life is because we think it will make us feel better. Period. Now, every psychologist on the planet will say and do different things. But at the end of the day, we must understand that there is a subatomic belief system. There is a subconscious positive intention. You do stuff because of blank. There's two questions that every person listening to this call, live or 20 years from now, must answer for themselves in order for you to move on in your life, in order to let go. What you do and why you do it. The metaphysics of behavior modification is the ability to understand these two powerful questions and then the underlying meaning behind these two powerful questions. The first question you must answer is, how is blank positively serving me, not negative? People say people do things to avoid pain or to experience pleasure. That is not correct. People do things for one reason and one reason only. It's called your motivated abilities payoff. Everybody has a payment, a payoff. Now, your payment or your payoff is different from everybody else's. That's why you must understand your motivated abilities payment. If you do not understand the thing that motivates you, so that way you can receive this feeling, you can't stop it. Everyone is attaching or looking for negative things, and you're looking for a negative vibrational match unknowingly. But the thing that drives the negative behavior is a positive payoff. Let me say that again. The thing that drives the negative behavior is a positive payoff. Example, I'm cheating on my wife. That is a negative vibrational match. That behavior is a negative, at least in our society, it's viewed as a negative vibration. So why are you cheating on your wife? I am cheating on my wife because I want to feel like the man. I want to feel loved, valued, and respected. Every negative behavior has an underlying positive intention. Everyone, everywhere. I've never, ever talked with anyone that after I asked why 7 times, I didn't end up with a positive intention. Never. And I've been doing this for 50 plus years, and I've never encountered anyone that ever had a negative intention, even murderers sitting in prison. Now, brothers and sisters, question number one is, let's say you're sick. How is being sick positively serving me? When I was a kid, I used to love being sick. Why? There was 13 of us in my family. The only way to get my mother's attention was when I was sick. So when I was sick, I got all of the attention. So I positively, my underlining subconscious, subatomic intention was I wanted attention. And as a child, the only way to get my mother's attention was when I was sick. So I ordered it often. I was always sick when I was a kid. Why? Subconsciously, I wanted to be sick. Now, the second question that you have to ask is, what is the positive intention? What is the underlying positive payment for being blank or doing blank? What is the positive payment? Number one, how is blank serving me? Number two, what is the positive payoff? Remember, the only reason we do anything is because we think it is going to make us feel better. Period. Let me say that again. The only reason anybody does anything negatively is because they think it's going to make them feel positively. Let me say that again. The only reason anyone does anything negative or positive is because they think it's going to make them feel. We are human beings. We want to have a feeling. We want to feel. We are emotional beings. So this motion, this emotion, is energy or entity in motion. It is this entity that you want. So you called, you summoned, you provoke, and you invoke this entity with your behavior. Now, brothers and sisters, this is really, 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 really important, because you must find one aspect you like when you are in a bad situation. What do I mean? How do you stop doing what you're doing? You're going to leave, you know, you're going to quit your job. So why are you going to quit your job? You're going to quit your job because they're not treating you fairly. The only way that you can stop from quitting your job is if you find one positive thing about your job and you focus all of your attention on that one positive thing every day, all day. You know what's interesting? In the beginning of every relationship, when I talk to couples and even in my own relationship, when I got a divorce, I asked myself, why am I getting a divorce in my first marriage? And the things that I said was the reasons I was getting a divorce, they were there at the beginning of the relationship. Why didn't I see them at the beginning? Because I was totally focused on the positive. The only reason you do bad behavior is because you're focusing on negative vibration. Let me say that again. The only way you do bad behavior is because you're focusing on bad intention. Let me say that again. The only way any human being on the planet can do bad behavior is because you're looking for bad intention. Let me say that again. It is impossible to do bad unless you are intentionally, unconsciously looking at bad. You bring about what you look at. You go in the direction that you look. You go in the direction that you look. You go in the direction that you look. You go in the direction that you think. You go in the direction that you think. You get more of what you think. You get more of what you see. You get more of what you look at. So if you come home and you see your house cluttered. Now, your house was always cluttered. When you met her, she wasn't a good housekeeper. Now, you always go out to eat. When you met her, y'all, you used to always go out to eat. But back when you first met her, yeah, you was in that early romance stage. You was in the honeymoon stage. So what is interesting is when you are in love with something or someone, all you see is the good. Until you start, and it's funny, I never say falling in love. If you fall, that represents you coming down from a higher place. See, I always elevate to love. I never fall in love. Never say you fall in love with something or someone. Never. That when you say that, you are automatically setting yourself up to fail. Because if you fall in love, you can fall out of love. But if you elevate in love, you're always in love. Now, you may choose to discontinue the love because of a revelation or because you think you're going to feel better doing blank. You are in love with somebody. They're in love with you. Now, I talk with couples every day, and I see, how come you don't love her no more? Every man tells me the same thing that I told myself. Man, she don't cook. She don't clean. You know, she doesn't do this anymore. She don't do that. I don't love her no more. But what's interesting is she didn't do none of that at the beginning of the relationship either. But you didn't see it at the beginning of the relationship. Why didn't you see it at the beginning? The reason that you didn't see it is because you wasn't looking at it. And you didn't care. Because you felt the overwhelming love from the positive things that you was looking at. So if you go back to look at those same positive things, you'll still feel that same positiveness. And that positiveness will override the negativeness. That's how you stop. Now, brothers and sisters, we got a problem. The problem that we have is that we need to go through. I'm going to play a brief clip from a tape that I listened to, man, a while back, and it's talking about. It uses the word. The author here, her name is Tia, I think T-E-A-L, on Facebook, and she does a lot of stuff. So it's really, really easy to, you know, kind of like to find her. But what I want to play is she goes through 10 scenarios, and she talks about the underlying behavior and how you do negative stuff because you want to feel a positive feeling. Let me say it again. You do negative stuff because you want to feel a positive feeling. So we think the only reason you do anything, and the only reason that you order anything into your life. Now, this is tough. Women, this is really tough. I've never had a woman agree with me when I make this statement. Never. I've never had a female say, hey, doc, I'm with you, dog. I feel you. Never. Everything in your life you order. Women be like, oh, hold up, man. You mean to tell me I ordered this knucklehead or I ordered this cancer? Absolutely. Everything you order is there in your life because it's a vibrational match, period. Let me say that again. Everything in your life is in your life because it's a vibrational match, period. Let me say that again. Everything in your life is there because it's a vibrational match, period. It cannot be in your life unless it's a vibrational match. When I worked inside of a prison system, I would walk in, and the reason that things didn't happen to me is because it wasn't a vibrational match for me. I didn't have no fear. I didn't vibrate on a level of fear. I didn't see fear. I didn't even know it was there. It's amazing how people who don't have a vibrational match for wealth, they walk down the street, they never find money. Never, never, never. I walk down the same street and I find money all the time. Because money is not a vibrational match for you. If you are you have a poverty mindset, why would somebody want to be poor? I love asking this question to poor people. When I used to do seminars, I would do it in front of an audience, and I would ask, why do you want to be poor? Why did you order it in your life? People would look at me, man, they'd be angry. Most of the women, especially, they would be angry because you telling me, you mean I want to be poor? Yeah, you want to be poor. Now, come on, man. And man, I mean, people get hostile when I say this statement. You want everything in your life that you got. And you say, come on, man. Are you serious? So you mean to tell me I want to be busted and disgusted? Absolutely. Why? It has a positive payoff for you. And you say, what is it? Please listen to this clip. Please listen to this clip with a spiritual ear. Father, touch the minds of your people that they may hear what thus says the word of God. I was going to go through this, but I want to play the clip because that way we can get through it a little faster. And I want you to listen to the reasons why. And find yourself. You're going to find yourself in one of these statements.
Negative circumstance. Please. But for the sake of understanding the idea that there are positive intentions behind everything, here is a list of potential hidden positive intentions. 1. I got fired. My positive intention behind getting fired is that I actually hated my job and I want an excuse to have to start my own business. So the positive intention is, I want to start my own business.
Now, I've done that one. Man, I don't know how many times. You know what? I never, ever, ever, ever quit. People quit me because I set up circumstances to make them quit. I could bring my ex-wife on here. She would tell you, yeah, that knucklehead is cray-cray because he ordered every negative event in his life, and I did. Because I wanted to be free. I wanted to be let go, but I didn't have the balls to say, honey, I don't love you no more. I want to leave. So what I do, I create an environment that make her make the decision so that when she thinks she's leaving me. We all do it, but we are not honest with ourselves. We're not truthful and we're not transparent. So remember, in order to activate your 12 strands of your DNA, number one, you got to be willing. Number two, you got to be authentic. This is why this message is so important. Because 99.9% of the people, you're not authentic. You tell me, I was just talking with this client last night, and she vehemently said, I ain't got no self-esteem issue, really. So you're living with you damn near homeless, you know, 40, and you're still living, you know, with your mom. You broke, busted, and disgusted, but you don't got no self-esteem problems. Hell no, I ain't got no self-esteem problems. See, most people are not willing to look the gift horse in the mirror and say, yeah, I got help. So why you call me if you got your life together? Why are we on this show? Now, I'm asking and I'm begging and I'm pleading that you guys, please, this is for your best good. This is what changed my life. Now when I make every decision I make, I understand why I'm making it. Now, I choose if I want to continue it, and if I want to stop it, I know how to stop. If I'm doing negative behavior, if I go to Walmart and I'm stealing, I ask myself, why do I steal? Because I want to take risk. Why? My life is boring. Nothing going on in my life. So I like the risk. I like the feeling. I like the emotion. I like the emotional high that I get when I get away with stealing something. At least be honest with yourself and understand the underlying meaning. Let's continue with this clip. Let's go to the second example.
2. I have the belief that I hate traveling. My positive intention behind having that belief is that I will decide to stay home where I feel in control of my environment and feel safe. So my positive intention is to stay safe. 3. I doubt myself. My positive intention behind doubting myself is that it will prevent me from making a decision, so I can't be held accountable for making the wrong decision. So my positive intention is to avoid shame and maintain external approval from other people.
Oh, man, that's a big one right there. I just talked to my son, B. Joel, and I would tell him all the time, and he was like, Dad. And I'd say, BJ, how come you're not living, man? How come you ain't living? He's like, Dad, I watch you, man, and you just went through so much stuff and all of the things that you had so much failure. Man, I don't want no part of that. So he didn't have no car. He had no job. You know, he didn't want to bring no children into the world. He didn't want to play. He didn't want to participate because he saw me participate on a level that was so extreme, it made him not want to participate. So he wanted safety, and so his payoff for not having a car, his payoff for not having a job, his payoff for not getting with a female, his payoff, what was his payoff? Safety and security. You can't fail if you don't take no risk. Now, at least if you're going to do that, be honest with yourself and understand what your motivated abilities, payment is. What's your payment, brother? What's your payment, sister? Examine your life today. Examine your life. What are you doing? Why are you doing it? What is the underlying payoff? If you don't address it, you can't change it. If you don't identify the hidden subatomic, it's below. It's your subconscious. But we go through life playing church. Why you go to church every day? You go to church every day because you're guilty. Are you guilty? Because you brought the lie that said that you are a sinner. Now, I'm not telling you that you're not a sinner. I'm telling you that you're a sinner saved by grace. But you left that part out. They didn't get to that part, by the way. So you walk around beating yourself up, and you need approval from the Reverend Dr. Bishop. So if you don't go to church, you go home, and you feel like, wow. You can't even look yourself in the mirror. So we got to understand, brother, what's going on, because the devil is playing mind games on you. You're being mind-effed. If you don't understand the hidden positive intention behind what you're doing, you can't change. You can't let go. But once you identify the payoff, you decide, you know what? I don't want that payment no more. I want another payment. You have that ability. You have that power. Right now, you can choose your motivated abilities, payment, and payoff. I change my payments every day. People get angry and people get upset. Man, my ex-wife tells me all the time, you don't have the right to do that. Really? It's freaking my life. So because my behavior affects you and you're angry, but you ain't got the gumption, you ain't got the balls, you ain't got the ability to change your life, but you don't understand why. You're just living and you refuse to change. Why can't you change? Because you're attached to the underlying payment. And this underlying payment, brothers and sisters, is a cookie blower. Let's continue. The rabbit trail goes deep.
4, I beat someone up. My positive intention behind beating someone up is that I felt a sense of power as opposed to powerlessness when I did it. So my positive intention was the desire to feel empowerment.
This is a big one. People do stuff because they want to feel power. Black men, you be off. Man, 90% of the black men I know, they got this really, really bad. Go to the hood. Why do black people fight? Not any people. This is just not race. Obviously, it more has to do with class and economics. You can go to Kentucky, you can find some very, very, you know, poor, you know, Caucasians. They like to fight, too. The 3 F's, fun, fighting, and effing. Why do people like to have fun? Why do people like to get drunk? Why do people like to fight? Why do people like to elf or procreate? Why? It gives them a feeling of empowerment because they don't feel power. Because when you go, if you're an African American, everywhere you go to the grocery store, somebody following you around. You drive late at night, the cop gonna pull you over. You go to your job, they say, "Boy, go pick up that box." You look at your name tag and you say, "My name ain't Boy." And then the man look at you because again, he who got the gold makes the rules. And it's funny because the man doesn't have to be white; he could be black. I've had black men call me Boy. Because it's economics. It's class warfare. But I need to understand, why would I subject myself to that? Why would anybody feel less than? And then we leave and we come home and we beat the snot of our wives. Why do men beat women? Women, why are you in a relationship with a guy who hits you? Every man that beats his wife, hits his wife, yells at his wife, is because he ain't a man. He don't feel like the man at home. Why? He's with a woman who usually got a big mouth. He's with a woman, usually who talks trash. He's with a woman. He's in an environment. He had a father who was overbearing like me. He has warrants. Or when he leaves his house, he don't feel like the man because he knows the man is after him. So he got to come home and feel like the man. So what do? He beat the snot out of you or his children. Or he found a lesser entity, somebody he know he can whoop, And he go over to, hey, dog, why you looking at me funny? Man, I ain't looking at you. Now, the guy's 6'5", 300, and he's going to go pick a fight with somebody that's 5'5", 150. Why? He want to feel power. Because nowhere he goes in life doesn't feel power. So his underlying motivated abilities pattern or payment or payoff is power. We want to feel empowered. Let's continue.
5, I lose my temper. My positive intention behind losing my temper is that when I get angry, everyone shuts up and listens, and I suddenly feel control over them. Having control over them makes me feel as if I control my world, and that gives me a sense of inner calm and peace. So my positive intention is to feel a sense of inner calm and peace.
That's why people got anger management problems, because that creates, man, one of my uncles, one of my children's uncles, who was my ex's brother, this knucklehead has crazy anger management problems, punching holes in walls and doing all this cray-cray stuff. Why? What's the underlying motive? What's the underlying reason that you would have anger? Negative behavior serves you. We don't do anything unless it serves us. We have a buried motivated abilities payment. It's buried. It's subconscious. We create situations because they serve us. You're unemployed, it serves you. You get in a divorce, it serves you. You're in a cray-cray relationship, it serves you. You have a car, it serves you. You don't have a car, it serves you. You got a disease, it serves you. Every negative thing that happens in your life serves you. You got to find out how and decide, I want to continue. I want that payment. I want that feeling. Or you got to say, you know what, I don't want that feeling no more. And you stop it because you identify it. Once you identify, see, the devil don't like to be exposed. The devil hates being exposed. Why do you think I do what I do? What is my job? What is my mission statement? Replace error with truth. Period. That's what I do. 24/7, 365. I replace error with truth. I'm a walking, talking, breathing error machine. I was the devil's whooping boy all my life. I just got tired. But why would I allow to be the devil's whooping boy? Because I didn't have no self-esteem. So I didn't have no ability. Now, that's negative. I was treated poorly as a child. Okay? So what is the positive intention for being the devil's whooping? Nobody knows what I know. So I come on this show, and I can tell you stuff that you don't know. Why? You haven't been in the negative environments that I've been in. Now, I can leave those negative environments, but I don't. Because why? Those negative environments give me information that I can come on this show and I can share with you, and you say, oh, man, doctors are the greatest thing since sliced bread. And I eat that up. Oh, yeah. Bring on the praise, homie. Keep making those positive comments on my Facebook page. Email me. Blow my head up. Now, I ain't got two nickels to rub together, but I got a lot of people that, you know, tell me how great I am. That's my payoff. So I had to make a decision. Do I want to feel good, or do I want money in my freaking pocket? Let me make sure, see, I'm a little angry because the same way the devil is conning me, he's conning you. You got a decision to make today. Do I continue settling, or do I freaking go for what I want? I don't know about you. I'm pissed. I ain't pissed at you. I'm pissed at myself. Why? Because I settled all my life. I'm a settler. Them days is only over, homeboy. So I'm getting ready to do some stuff that's going to blow a lot of people's theology. And I ain't apologizing. And I don't give a damn about who agrees or don't agrees. I could care less today about your opinion of me. Not you personally. But I've always lived my life for everybody else's approval. Bump that. I'm not doing that no more. I don't give a about nobody else's opinion. Because I woke up and I had an epiphany last night. What the am I doing here? How the did I get here? And why the am I settling for here? Because of the payoff. So I had to look at myself and ask myself, is this it? And myself said, yeah, Negro, you ordered it. You ever go to a restaurant and order chicken fried steak and you get it and you didn't really want it? Guess what? You have to place another order or you got to eat the chicken fried steak. And if you order something else, everybody look at you, hey, you're going to eat all that food? And then people are going to tell you, man, you're going to throw that away? Yeah, I don't want it. Oh, no, hold up, dude. You can't throw away that food. Why not? I don't want it. See, we live our life for other people's approval. Man, y'all better wake up. I'm telling y'all from experience, don't make the mistake that I made and wake up and you're 50-plus years old and you're sitting around and you're looking like, how the hell did I get here? Man, y'all better stop playing. We don't know how much time we got. Have y'all been keeping track of this Jade Ham 15 crap that's going on? Now, I know that the military, nobody tells you something before they do it. So I know Jade Ham 15 is not the end all. All I know is this is a recon mission to get more information to set up the end all. So you guys can relax. Jade Ham 15 and all this other stuff is too much attention that's been given to it. So, again, the revolution is not going to be publicized. When they come, when it hits the fan, you ain't going to know it. It's going to be just like 9/11. Two planes going to hit the building, and everybody's going to go, what is going to happen? It's going to be an inside job. So Jade Ham 15 is not it. It's a part of it. All these Walmarts closing and all of this stuff, people are getting all nervous and stuff. Yeah, man, relax. It's all good. That's not how the enemy operates. The devil hates to be exposed. He hates for me to do what I do. That's why I have adversity in my life. I love it. I love exposing the devil. That fool tried to expose me. So it's my job to expose him. Now, brothers and sisters, we got two more to go really quickly. I know I'm just about out of time. Let's knock out these last few. Let's see. Let me find it here. Bear with me 1 second. Because these last couple are very, very important. Now, the reason why, brothers and sisters, again, before I play this clip, this is so important. It's the key to letting go. And, again, it's the key to stopping bad behavior, and it's the key to identifying where you are. So I don't care where you are. I don't care what you're doing. You have to identify it in order to change it. We can't change what we don't know. Let me say it again. We can't change what we don't know. One more time. We, you, me, nobody can change what they don't know. Very, 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 very important. So let's continue with this one. Let me see how many more we got.
Six. I relapse and drink alcohol again, even though I'm part of the 12-step program. My positive intention for relapsing is that I started to get scared that other people would start to expect me to take care of myself if I'm recovered, and I don't feel capable of that. So my positive intention was to feel the support of other people. 7. I cheated on my wife. I started to feel as if I was taken for granted. The other woman made me feel as if I was important and wanted. So my positive intention for cheating on my wife was to feel a sense of significance, to feel wanted and loved.
Wow, y'all know I can talk about that one for at least 3 or 4 days. Notice why, and I tell this to every counseling session, I talk to people, and both parties, and this is what blows me away, the woman will defend the man. And she said, no, they always say, usually they say, couples say it's money. Do you think men cheat because of money? And then the men would say, or women think men cheat because the other woman looks good. You really think, do you notice that most men cheat with women that doesn't, they're not as attractive as their wives are? Look at Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was caught with his maid. Did you look at the pictures of his maid and his wife? So why would he cheat with her? You know, his wife, Maria Shriver, you know, very confident, very bold. So obviously, Arnold didn't feel like the man. So he had to get a lesser, and that was she was all in his Kool-Aid. You know, some women you can take them to McDonald's and buy them a Happy Meal, and they happy. Other women you can't. This is really, really important. Let's continue.
8. I have multiple sclerosis. I was feeling overwhelmed with all of the pressure that was placed on me at home. I did not feel good about asking for help from my husband, who expected me to fulfill my duties as a wife, mother, and homemaker. By getting sick, I had an excuse for why he had to help me. So my positive intention for having MS is to avoid having to do things that I don't want to do and to feel my husband participate in our life together and support me.
That's a big one. That's tough. People tell me all the time, Doc, you crazy, man. You mean to tell me I want to be sick? Are you telling me now? Again, it's subconscious. You don't know it unless you sit down, put yourself in time out, go into your closet, where your Father can reward you and open. It takes time and it takes effort. You got to ask that why question 7 times to get to the underlining positive intention of why you do the negative behavior or why you allow it to exist in your life. If you don't put in the work, brothers, if you don't put in the work, sisters, you're not going to get the return. That's why the Bible says work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. It takes work. How do I get to this place where I'm at in my life? You know how many years I sat in a private, in a room by myself, crying, trying to figure out why am I the way that I am? The hardest thing is for you to be sick and to be broke and to be homeless, and you ordered it. Man, that is very tough. I know it's tough, but we got to do it.
Hi. I am fat. Being fat allows me to feel warm and hidden, and feeling warm and hidden makes me feel not so exposed and therefore safe. So my positive intention for being fat is to feel safe.
Big one.
10. I lie. My positive intention for lying is to make myself seem more impressive to other people because I do not feel as if the truth of who I am is good enough. So my positive intention for lying is to feel as if I am good enough and to get approval from other people.
Wow, that's a big one. I over-exaggerate. I got to be very, very careful because sometimes I over-exaggerate. But why? I'm telling the truth, but I overemphasize certain things or I overpromise and underdeliver. Why? To get that attention so I can be seen, so I can be heard. You know, I'm Master Teacher 33, right? I got a reputation to live up to. So I overpromise and underdeliver, and then I exaggerate. I say, oh, man, this is blah, blah, blah. So I got to be careful. Otherwise, I find myself not being authentic, and that is a recipe for failure.
11. I killed someone. I usually feel separate from people and separate from connection. When I killed them, it felt as if I owned them and as if I was suddenly significant in their lives. And that is the closest I've ever felt to human connection. So my positive intention for killing someone was to feel a sense of human connection. We can always discover higher and higher levels of positive intention as well. For example, if we find that our hidden positive intention is to gain approval, we can ask ourselves, what is my positive intention for gaining approval? And the answer may be to feel loved. Then we can ask ourselves, what is my positive intention for feeling loved? The answer may be to feel at one with other people and therefore the universe. There is a positive purpose and function for everything in our lives. Everything in our lives serves us in some way. It is these hidden positive intentions which bind us to the things that we can't heal from. It's the hidden positive intentions which bind us to the things that we can't let go of and that we can't get over and the things we perpetually keep doing, even though we know it hurts us in some way. We're missing the fact that it's actually serving us as well. And that's the real reason that we can't let go of it.
Brothers and sisters, again, the author, the lady that was just speaking, again, life coach, her name is Teal Swan. Swan. I gotta give her prompts again. She's a life coach. Her website is tealswan.com. TealSwan.com. Again, got a lot of great stuff out there. Again, like everything, you guys gotta take it with a grain of salt. Definitely pray over it if you want to. Again, I've had a lot of life coaches. She was one, you guys know, Kama Anku, same thing, life coach of mine that spent a lot of time with her, learned a lot of good things from. Just be careful with anybody, including myself, or anybody that you talk to or listen to. Make sure that you pray before you allow anyone into your heart, into your soul, into your mind, into your will, into your emotions. The show I'm doing, I'm a guest this Friday at 9 p.m. on this other network. This one, wow, I talked about the lady. I was going to have her on my show. She was a part of a cult. The guy was genetically imprinting females, having sex with them, so that way he could mind F them or control them. He's considered, and he still is, a wizard. And so the title of the show, again, is going to be The Power of Cults, Social and Psychopaths. It's this Friday at 9 p.m. Central. I'll have more details, phone numbers, and that kind of stuff on my Facebook page. Again, facebook.com/masterteacher33. Because this guy uses witchery, wizardry, language, linguistics, hypnotics to bring about behavior modification. He changes your payoff underneath by genetically imprinting you. So you don't, you know, when you have sex with somebody, it's more than sex. As I talked about in my show before on Magnum Opus, The Great Work. So brothers and sisters, in closing, we do everything in our lives because of an underlining subconscious payoff. To change your negative behavior, you want to leave your job. In order for you to stay on your job, it is impossible for you to stay on your job unless you identify what leaving your job, how does it serve you? And then you can decide, I still want to leave my job because I want that feeling. Or you can decide, I'm going to find something. One positive thing, my job allows me to have a flexible schedule. I hate everything else. Focus all of your attention on your flexible schedule, all of it. And that will override the payoff because now you got a new payment. Your payoff is I have a flexible schedule. Focus every day, all day on your flexibility on your job. You get ready to leave your wife. For whatever reasons, leaving your wife, the only reason that you would leave your wife or any relationship is because you believe that going to another individual will make you feel better than the current individual. Now, if that is true, at least when somebody asks you why you left, you can explain it. I left because, and list the things that you did not like or don't like. If you're going to stay, you can have 10 things that you don't like in your current relationship. But there is one thing that your wife does or your mate does. One. That's all you need is one. Focus all of your energy and all of your attention on the one thing so that way you can override the payoff for leaving. If you don't focus your attention on the one, and that's always one thing, I can find it, it's amazing. I find very extremely overweight people, and they have beautiful eyes. Everybody's talking about, man, look how fat they are. Look how ugly they are. And I just look at their eyes, and I can talk to them. That's why my counseling works. But the problem is my counseling works. What does that mean? That means that if you tell somebody things, it's a very fine line between charming and harming. There's a very, very fine line between flirting and hurting. And so as someone who is a linguistical expert, I've got to be very, very careful because my words could harm because I charm instead of informing and transforming. And we all have to be careful of how we affect others because our behavior does affect other people. So when you talk about behavior modification, what do you do and why you do it? Make sure you understand you. So I don't care if somebody wants you to play small. Don't settle. If you're in a job you don't like it, leave it. You're in a marriage, I don't care, you've been married 40 years, you don't like it, it's not serving you, leave it. Now, you won't hear this preached on Sunday morning, nowhere. All I say before you leave, make sure you ask yourself 7 times, why am I leaving? 7, not 1, not 2, not 3, not 4, 7. It takes 7 times of asking yourself, why am I doing this behavior before you uncover the truth? 7. Most people stop at 2, 3, or 4, 5. That's the work. The work is to ask yourself, why do you believe what you believe? You believe in Jesus Christ, right? Why? You ever ask yourself why you got your belief system? Most